You're listening to The Erica Durand Show, Freedom-Based Luxury Lifestyle Design Radio, Episode 62. Create your system for receiving massive referrals.
Aloha, and welcome to The Erica Durand Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Productively live and work from anywhere in the world. Now, here's your host, Erica Durand.
Aloha, escape artists, I komo mai. Welcome to the Erica Durand Show, Freedom-Based Luxury Lifestyle Design Radio, Episode 62. Create your system for receiving massive referrals. We are here at the Laguna Beach House, and it's starting to warm up a little bit for summer. Today, we are talking about creating a system to get more referrals. And I know asking for referrals can be a tad bit awkward, but if you have a system for asking and reminding your clients and colleagues, it feels way less awkward. You don't forget to ask and you stay top of mind with the people that send you business. And what better compliment from a client or colleague than receiving a referral? I mean, it almost feels better than receiving money sometimes because it just feels more like you and your work are appreciated. We appreciate referrals, but stop and think deeper into it for a few minutes the next time you receive one out of nowhere. You didn't spend any money marketing, you didn't spend hours in Facebook groups building a new relationship. You didn't have to be a guest blogger or even a podcast guest. This referral came to you with little or no work, so just take that all in for a moment and realize just how valuable they are. But first, before we talk more about referral systems, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, the Inn at Laguna Beach and the Laguna Beach House. Welcome to Laguna Beach, California. Footsteps from room to village to sea, no car required. The Laguna Beach House and the Inn at Laguna Beach. Two unique boutique hotel properties to make your stay memorable in Orange County's premier destination. The Laguna Beach House, chic coastal decor and vintage furniture create the look and feel of an open, airy beach cottage. Their convenient location is within a short walking distance to Main Beach and downtown Laguna Beach. Personalized service and attention to detail provide for the ultimate Laguna Beach getaway. And the Inn at Laguna Beach. Experience a luxury escape in the heart of Laguna Beach with the finest art galleries, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. Enjoy unsurpassed views of the Pacific Ocean from your beachfront hotel room, the pool, and the Pacific Terrace rooftop bar. Blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today, 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you. To see which beautiful property is right for you and to book your stay, visit innatlagunabeach.com or thelagunabeachhouse.com. Want to partner with me? Would you like to get your business showcased in front of thousands of productive-minded lifestyle entrepreneurs and travelers? Why not become a sponsor of The Erica Durand Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio? Go to ericadurand.co/sponsor to see if this partnership is right for you. Mahalo. Like most things in life, when there is a system in place, there is less chance for human error or forgetfulness. Plus, people these days are just so busy and distracted that they have to be reminded again and again for things to really stick. Referrals are the lifeblood of any profitable service-based business, and you can't leave this part of your business up to chance. Sure, you could have tons of referrals coming from paid print advertising, SEO work, Google or Facebook ads, but most new entrepreneurs don't have that extra income to spend on these strategies. And I don't think they should. I built multiple six-figure service-based businesses, and I never spent a penny on advertising in the form of paid ads online or offline. So to be perfectly honest, I am considering my first paid advertising campaign this year, but for the last 15 years, nothing on my balance sheet went under advertising. I did play around with Facebook ads a little, you know, $50 here or there, $20 here or there, just to figure out how they worked, but I didn't really do a formal campaign or anything. I've created several systems to make sure that I have a steady flow of ideal clients coming in by referrals, and building up my referral network with colleagues. So here's what I did and some of the things that you can do too. The first thing I would recommend is hustling on Facebook and LinkedIn groups. Well, I mean connecting, really. I recently celebrated two 20K weeks and even some 10K days. And I looked back at my client roster to see where did all these people come from and why now. And the only thing that I'd been doing really differently was making a big effort to be visible and connect in online groups. But not just any groups, smaller groups relatively from those big mega social media groups with like 20,000 people in it. These were smaller groups where my ideal clients were hanging out. And I would go in there and answer questions and post helpful things and comment and like and plus one and share. And I'm the go-to person in some of these groups. All these things we're told to do, but we don't do because we're distracted by all these cute puppy videos, or we're just being kind of voyeurs scrolling around the feed and not really putting ourselves in the game. So we're told all these to comment and share and all this stuff, but a lot of us don't do it and we end up being somewhat voyeurs online. So don't do that. I made a deal with myself that if I was going to take the time to read someone's post, that I was going to also take the time to chime in somehow and share it or like it or comment or something. And the next thing I did was build an affiliate program. This sounds like a big deal, but it's super simple, especially if you have a WordPress site, and you should. I used a easy plugin called Affiliate Royale, and the link to that will be at ericaduran.co/62 for Affiliate Royale and all the other links I mentioned in this episode. So I've tried several platforms for keeping track of affiliates over the years, and this one is really sweet and simple, and you can be up and running in probably an hour or less. So each person that signs up as your affiliate gets a special link, and they can share that link on social media or on their website to refer you. And there's also a place in their affiliate dashboard where you can load up links and banner ads and different images so that they can share those as well, and everything is tracked back to them. And so all the keeping track of all the money and the links and the clicks is off your plate. The software does all of this for you. So the next thing is to pay big. So along with having an affiliate program, I recommend paying big. These are referrals that you did almost nothing to get. No hanging out on Facebook for hours, no bad lunch at a networking group in person, none of your money going towards Google AdWords, none of that. So my Mahalo thank you checks are the happiest checks I write out each month to my affiliates. And to be perfectly honest, they earn between $200 and over $1,000 sometimes per referral, just for sharing my programs with their friends and their followers, and something they might even be doing anyway. So my next tip here is to remind often and train. And this is probably the most important tip. As I've said earlier, people these days are distracted and busy. You have to repeat yourself and remind people often that you are seeking referrals, and then train them how to send people your way. Don't leave any obstacles to chance. If they knew exactly how to refer and didn't have to think about it, don't you think they'd be referring more often? And this is especially important for coaches and other service-based entrepreneurs. The service-based entrepreneur relationship lends itself to being all about the client sometimes, right? So it's even more important to make your referral process easier on them and to spell it out for them. Don't leave it up to them to connect the dots. They are coming to you as the expert for help with their challenges during their session. They're not really thinking about you and your business model and everything like that. So you've got to remind them often. Here are a few places I remind people about my referral and affiliate program. And after you hear this list, you'll probably be thinking, wow, that's a lot of places. So the first place are pages on my main website, and then also pages on my Club Alihi Group Coaching and Mastermind website. I also mention it and spell out how to refer exactly in my client guidebook that they get when they enroll. It's also mentioned in the welcome packet that they receive. It's mentioned every 5 days or so on my social media platforms. So these posts are recycled and scheduled through meetedgar.com. So I set it up once and it goes out about every 5 days. Clients are reminded during their complimentary Aloha the Hello strategy session, and talk about it during their first launch call. Really quickly, we touch on it. Then during their complimentary Aloha Goodbye strategy session, we also remind them about it. It is in their mini business plan that I send out right before we start working together. It is in the email recap after their goodbye session. And then I mention it on my podcast and YouTube channel a lot. So these are just a few places. So remind often. In my client guidebook and on their first launch call, I also let them know that the 3 ways that they can refer and how exactly to go about that, so they don't have to think about it. They can choose their favorite way, and that way you never want to get that email where someone says, oh, I want to send someone to you, but I didn't know how, and how is that? Because it just delays everything. So my next tip is to have virtual coffee dates. I usually don't want to make time to meet someone for coffee in the middle of the day, just getting all ready and driving and parking and standing in line at Starbucks, and it just blows up the middle of your workday. That would be a huge chunk out of my day when I should be being creative and focused and doing other things. But on these days where I have a bunch of coaching calls, I have a bunch of Aloha strategy sessions, I have podcast interviews lined up, I could throw in some little 15-minute virtual coffee dates, and it's just another call on my calendar. All you have to do is send them a quick note and a link to your calendar, and I will put mine in the show notes if anyone wants to have a virtual coffee date. You grab your favorite beverage and call up someone you've never spoken to before from LinkedIn, or someone you met at a live event, or someone that might be in your Facebook group or on your email list. And these calls, again, they can be a little as 15 minutes, and I swear you'll feel like you have a new best friend. So after this call, every time you see them on Facebook and you see their picture, they don't feel so much like a stranger anymore. You feel like you really do know them. So you can refer back and forth, become joint venture partners, or perhaps they will even become a client or vice versa if it's a good fit. So try to squeeze in some virtual coffee dates. It's really been really beneficial to me. Okay, number 6 is be seen everywhere it matters, on and offline. And I say where it matters, so don't waste time posting and being everywhere. You might see me on all the platforms, but that's kind of my job. But a lot of my clients, they only pick one or two platforms and kind of toss the rest. They have a profile on each platform, but they only really use one or two. So be where it matters for you and your ideal client or target market. And then take that and go back to step 3 with remind often and train. So be everywhere and then remind often and train them how to send referrals to you. And the last tip I wanted to share was to simply ask. So most big leaps I've taken in my business, they were because I just asked. People are like, how do you get those awards? Or how do you get on Entrepreneur on Fire? Or how did you get Hilton to sponsor your show? Or how do you get to write for American Express or Numi or some other companies? And it's all because I asked. These people, these companies didn't come to me. Sometimes they say no first, but just gotta ask. And don't be afraid to ask. So those are some of my secrets on how to build up your referrals as a new service-based entrepreneur. One thing I noticed is that you have to do so little over your competition to get ahead. You don't have to take massive action and be busy all the time. So many people are doing that already. They are massively busy with nothing to show for it. So you do have to be focused and do just a bit more of the right things than what may currently feel comfortable for you, and your results will compound quickly. It always amazes me just how little bit more that you have to do over the next guy or over the average person to get ahead. So just focus on where your ideal clients are and be visible and useful to them. Be in front of them. So create systems for getting referrals and all other aspects of your business so you don't have to rely on memory or the human factor. This is how you work less and earn more, is creating these systems so you don't have to rely on anyone's memory or anything like that. And if you need help with this or any other systems, I totally invite you to book your complimentary Aloha strategy session with me today. You can go to ericaduran.co/aloha. Kauhan Escape Artist work is done on this episode. So I hope you realize just how valuable referrals are and what they say about you and your brand. Now, how much less work and marketing could you be doing each day if you just built up some referral systems? And my favorite part, I think, is feeling less awkward asking for them because there is a system to educate, remind, and capture referrals in my business. And I love paying out the referrer each month in my Mahalo checks. This is always the happiest checks I write each month. And I'm doing some referring here myself. So remember the next time you escape to the beach in beautiful Orange County, you check out the Inn at Laguna Beach and the Laguna Beach House. All the links and resources for this episode are at ericaduran.co/62. And if you want to chat personally and figure out your next steps to take your business and lifestyle to the next level and stop second-guessing yourself, then request your complimentary Aloha strategy session at ericaduran.co/aloha. Well, hui ho, until we meet again, sending you aloha.
Thank you for listening to The Erica Duran Show, freedom-based lifestyle design radio. Be sure to go to ericaduran.co to get all of this episode's show notes and resource links. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Never settle. Mahalo.